I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everybody, welcome to Marriage and Martinis. I'm Adam, here is Danielle.
Hello.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
2021, we've all been looking forward to it so much. Here it is.
Yep.
Let's make the best of it. Is that the right thing to say?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, I want to say first, before we even get going here, we're going to be talking about 2020, looking back on everything that happened in 2020, obviously. If you did not know, there's a pandemic going on.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Fuck. So we're kind of going to be talking about how this pandemic in 2020 has affected our lives personally. And we know so many people have either passed away or lost a loved one or have financial hardships and lost jobs and home. All of that.
I mean, we felt some of the...
We felt some
too.
Of it. Yeah, of course. But right. To such a degree...
But they're getting a $600 stimulus check.
We're not getting political, okay?
That's not political.
It's very political.
It is? I don't think there's anybody who thinks that $600 is enough money.
But that's my point. That's why it's political. Like whether it's...
No, I'm saying. Dude, I don't think that that's political. I think everyone's like, no, that's not enough money.
Right, of course. As long as it's going to the right... let's not get into that stuff.
Okay.
I just wanted to say, you know, we're going to be... laughing about things and being upset about things which are not nearly as devastating as what other people are going through. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Mm-hmm.
That.
Well, we're also feeling hopeful right now because it's no longer 2020.
Right.
So we're feeling like that things might be turning around.
I think it's so funny because I hear people say all the time, I can't wait for New Year's. I can't wait for 2021. Like, why? Like, what, January 1st, poof, all of a sudden,
well,
life is better?
There is a feeling of a new beginning, maybe. And right now, you know, we're looking at the vaccine is on the horizon.
Right.
And there's a lot of change happening.
There's
so
some real hope.
There
right?
is some hope, yes.
So that at least we can fall back to that and say, yes, 2021 should be better because...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a vaccine coming.
There's a vaccine coming. Well, it's here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We've been the last week. I was shocked when you said you wanted to record today.
Me too.
I was so shocked because I said to you the other day, because you've been working like a fucking dog. And people out there might be interested in the fact that they know you own this party store. And we were really, the past few months have been really, really slow in the party store because obviously, like with Christmas and everything, people aren't having the big social gatherings. And so people are spending less money on party goods. So you especially were definitely nervous. I mean, it's been nice because you've been home on the weekends when you're usually working weekends because it's so busy. But with New Year's, you were nervous that it was going to be really slow.
Well, we initially closed down in March, I think it was, that we closed the store for 2.5 months. Did not know what... I'm going to get to this a little bit later, but to go through it real quick, just to based on what you said. When we opened up, we had no idea what to expect. We opened up for graduation season, and it was incredible. Like, people were... They just wanted to go to a store. They wanted to shop. They wanted to make, you know, their kids' birthdays special because all they could do were drive-bys and... family, and that was it. So everybody
graduations,
was
they
spending, and everybody was on unemployment and just having money, and they weren't spending money. And now they had a reason to spend their money, and they just wanted everything to be so special for their kids. So that was graduation, that was birthdays, and then graduation ended. Birthday excitement was kind of tinkering off a little bit. Everybody still wanted to do something, but it was like, okay, those drive-bys started slowing down, and spending all the money started slowing down, and then came Halloween season, which has been terrible anyway for the last so many years, and Christmas. And like, it was just a very slow holiday season. And I was getting very nervous, especially for New Year's, which we rely on because that's like our bread and butter for the end of the year. And that bulks up our money for a slow January, February, March next year. So we need that. So we were very nervous about that. And holy shit, did people want to celebrate New Year's. Wow. This was one of our busiest New Year's possibly ever. I mean, it was a little uncomfortable. Like, you know, we require masks in the store, make sure that, you know, we can.
And people have been really good about that.
There's not one person that came in the store without a mask.
That's
on.
Awesome.
Yeah. You know, I was nervous about the social distancing and all of that, but it's like, yeah, what
can
you
do? But you're doing curbside pickup also.
We're doing curbside pickup. If anybody's uncomfortable, we do the curbside. But wow, did people want to celebrate ending 2020? So thank you all for everybody that wanted to.
Well, you said that people were basically all saying the same thing, which is sort of how I felt, which is we want to make it as special as possible for our kids.
This has all been about, you know, the poor kids. Like, this, look what they're going through. Look what's with their schools. Look with, you know, no birthday parties. And no.
Yeah.
So people are doing everything that they can to, you know, with the big, huge, you know, yard lawn signs for their birthdays. Or, you know, people aren't having New Year's parties. They're not having 50 people. So they're buying, you know, for five because it's just them, their families at home. And that's it. So, you know, just as many people are out there buying. But everybody wanted to celebrate. Everybody wanted to do it for the kids and make sure they had the glasses and the noisemakers and the hats and all the fun stuff. So they still wanted to make sure that was happening.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, well, we've all been doing our best to make it all, you know, as fun as possible for the kids. So that being said,
yeah,
I wanted to look back on 2020. And when you first sent me these questions this morning, I was sort of like, kind of a boring topic, and then I started writing things down and I started asking questions on Instagram and everything, and I was sort of like, oh no, this makes a lot of sense.
Damn right
it does, because it has been it's so funny, because as much as it's been sort of this empty, hollow year that everyone sort of says is a waste, and I'm not using this towards my age because I haven't used it, and it really has also been like chock full of learning experiences and new methods and ways of doing things, you know, learning lessons. And it's been a year. And I think that, you know, there will probably one day be entire college courses on 2020. Like, I think this is going to be a year that people look back on, and it's going to be a real learning experience in family life, in business, in, you know, medicine, in politics, in every single aspect of life.
Well, yeah, we talk about the kids too. Like, look what they've gone through. Like, to them, masks are normal right now, depending on the age of the kid. But they're going to have, you know, such stories, you know, to tell their kids and grandkids, you know, during the pandemic days of 2020,
right?
You know, when I had to watch TV all day.
Right. You know? Well, it's just so interesting, because think about one year ago, right now, the new year, and we had my sister on for like a goals podcast. I think our word for that, she said, come up with a word for the year. I think our word was like peace.
Oh, shit. Was it really?
Yeah.
That's not good.
But we didn't know what was coming. But imagine remember those writing prompts you used to get in English class? What?
You asked me for my word of 2021.
Yeah.
Did peaceful.
Shut up.
I'll explain why, but wait, I have reasons for it.
I think you had the same word for 2020.
Did I? Yeah, I don't even remember. So.
Well,
that.
Remember those writing prompts you used to get in school where it would be a picture? And it didn't tell you anything, and you would have to just write about the picture.
Okay.
Do you remember that in school?
Sure.
Oh. Well, I do. I used to love those. It would be like a picture of, you know, who knows, like a horse with a, you know,
you were outside smoking cigarettes while the rest of the class was doing that?
I was seven, not eight.
Gotcha.
So not yet.
All right.
But imagine if a year ago someone gave you a picture prompt, and it was a person in a mask with a sign that said stay 6 feet apart, and like you wouldn't, you would have been like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that looks like another country, you know, where, like in China, where they're wearing masks all the time. That, right. You know, for so many years, we've looked at, you know, like
right.
the bird
flu.
Right,
we've been like, why? Yeah. But now we're like, oh, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, it can happen to us too, as Americans. Yeah,
right.
Right.
So it's just so interesting that, you know, if you look 1 year ago.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah, everything changed.
Everything
over
changed.
1 year, 2020.
2020.
I wanted to ask you also, because I don't think you do. Before we even got started with 2020, do you have any New Year's Day traditions? Like me?
We've been married for 20
I know,
years. Why are you asking
because
me
I don't,
if you don't know?
I barely see you on New Year's Day because my tradition is that I kind of...
Oh, you watch...
I lay in bed.
Twilight Zone.
And I watch the Twilight Zone mm-hmm. all day. And I got that from my dad. He used to do that. And... I love the Twilight Zone, so that just became my tradition, where I just kind of lock myself somewhere, watch Twilight Zone episodes right. all day.
No, I'm usually hungover.
Right.
This year I wasn't,
right.
because I had half a glass of wine last night, because you were sleeping by 8:30, 9
no,
o'clock.
No, it was 10:45, yeah. I was sleeping, and then Ian woke me up at 11:45, uh-huh. and I came down, we did New Year's, and I went back to bed at 12:01.
Okay.
It was a disastrous New Year's Eve celebration.
Yeah, it was. It was. I felt so bad because our youngest, who's 9, you know, this is like his time to like love New Year's.
Right.
And he's doing the countdown and I'm like, yay.
It was a bummer.
It was a bummer. But
so you have nothing, right?
I have nothing. Yeah. I know 1 year I backed into our babysitter's car on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
I was super hungover and I backed into her car.
All right. Don't make that a tradition.
No. So, but okay, things we accomplished in 2020. If everybody, I did this a little bit. My sister and I recently did an episode and I talked about this a little bit. But, you know, it is important to think about things that you've accomplished this year, because while the world was turning to shit around us, we still did a lot. Every single one of us. I don't care if you just survived. Like, we did a lot. We moved to a new house.
Yes.
Which, looking back on that, I'm like, I looked at pictures recently of when I was away with my parents, with my family. You know, we all quarantined and tested and did a week away at the beach. And I look at those pictures, and it was right before we moved, and I can feel how stressed out I was in those pictures because I knew we were about to move. And it was just a really hard time. We moved. We did it. We're settled. I mean, for real. I feel like this is our house.
Very much so. And
yeah.
I want to talk about that also a little bit. Later, right. you know, with questions that we did.
Right.
But, yeah, that was a big thing for us in 2020. And on the right path, like doing the right thing.
Well, and we went from, you brought up to me that we have to move when we've moved 6 times. And I've said to you in the past, if we ever move again, you're moving alone. So you brought up to me moving. We survived that. We did all the steps of getting our house in order to sell it, selling it, getting into another situation with a house and it falling through. Like, all the steps of moving that fucking suck we had on top of a pandemic.
Oh, and this was by far, we've moved so many times, this is by far the worst experience
Correct.
We've had during a moving process.
Correct.
Not a moving, but a buying process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our daughter came out to the world.
The world.
Well, yeah.
I guess.
121 countries. That's the world.
Right.
And did it so gracefully and beautifully.
Yes.
You know, that was not that we survived that. Like, oh, it was such a, but it was, you know, it was, I was worried about that episode. Okay. I was worried about that happening. She really wanted to do it and we did it. We were brave and it was great.
I mean, it's definitely a milestone event for our family.
Absolutely. So. We kept the podcast going despite the world being in chaos. Like, I think about that in March when we didn't know what the fuck was happening. When was your store going to reopen? Where were we going to have an income? Were we going to... We kept recording episodes and kept it going. I mm-hmm. think that's pretty huge. I mean, for anybody who has a business and it was such a scary time, you know, and some businesses did close, you know, which is devastating. But we're all still here, and some people switched careers. Some people, you know, went through some kind of like medical diagnoses on top of a pandemic. This is all crazy. We kept the kids safe, and I think we kept them pretty happy.
Yeah, that's what actually I wanted to talk about too, is like some of the positive and fun things that we did throughout 2020.
Yeah, we'll get through. We'll get to that.
Oh, so don't say that.
Well,
now.
Yeah, we will. But we made. I think that we, despite everything, made really good memories for them.
I think so. I think really, like, and memories that would not have happened had we not been quarantined or this pandemic was not going on.
Yeah.
Like we would not have the time or thought process to make those things happen.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, I feel like for me, this was sort of personal. Well, first of all, we didn't kill each other and we were a team.
I think we did pretty good.
We did pretty good.
Yeah.
But I also feel like for me, I kept up most of the relationships that are really important to me, despite barely being able to see each other. I mean, there are friends that I haven't seen for more than 10 minutes.
Right.
In a year. And, you know, and we've still kept up. There are certain friendships that maybe haven't stayed as strong, but a lot of them have or have grown stronger.
Right.
So, yeah.
That's, I guess, kind of never been an issue for me. It's if I haven't spoken to somebody in a year, I'll see him again and be like, hey, what's up, buddy? You know, like.
Right.
We're
right.
Bros.
Well, but you have, they say your friendships sort of like change and.
Every 7 years?
Every 7 years. I guess I've said this before. Yeah. But I think this was a real turning point for a lot of people. Like you sort of realize who your people are through this.
Oh, sure.
And we definitely lost some. There are people who I have not spoken to since the beginning of the pandemic.
Right.
And it's sort of like, okay, maybe that's a sign that in a time of need, they're not at the top of my list. I don't know.
Well,
or
look,
just circumstance.
I guess so. Look, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I don't need more than four friends and I'm happy and I've spoken to them and it's all good. I love them.
Right.
And I don't need anything more.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Right.
Okay, you said, what are some positive or fun things from 2020?
Yeah, so that's what I was talking about just like 3 minutes ago before you wouldn't let me continue.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just trying to get through the list.
I know. But when we were quarantined, for 2.5 months when the store was closed, and we had to be creative. We had to think, like, we didn't leave the house for 2.5 months just like everybody else. And we had to be creative and, like, you know, we have, you know, a 15, a 12, and a 9-year-old. It's not that easy to just be around them in a house all day, every day.
To like I'm last sure night when Mia and I were ready to kill each other.
That's been happening a lot recently.
Right.
Well, I mean, I think you two are, you need to like go to Aunt Amy and just sit down.
No,
and
it's not that time. Bad. It's just moments. Of,
no,
listen,
it's teenage girl.
Exactly.
And it's you. So
right. She's wrong and I'm right.
Right. No, but we spent a lot more time together as a family, obviously. But I think we did things to make it a positive experience. We've watched so many movies together over the last year.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen more movies together than we have since they've all been born. Which I love. I love that we all just sit down as a family, especially now we can make the fire and have some wine and just relax and we're all having fun. My favorite memory of 2020 with the family was casino night at the old house when we converted our pool table room into a casino.
Mm-hmm.
When I say pool table room, I mean like it's an empty room with a pool table right in the middle of the
right.
room. Don't picture this elaborate, beautiful.
Yeah,
like,
it wasn't in the east wing with a butler and a bartender.
But we had so much fun. We had a craps table set up on the pool table. We had a roulette table set up. We were playing blackjack.
Teaching them the real life lessons.
But look, they learned math and it was an experience. I was very proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
No, but that was so much fun. And they were having so much fun.
It was great. Right? And we never would have done that otherwise.
That's what I'm saying. You know, with the games and puzzles and like all the other shit that everybody
puzzles.
Else.
Oh, I thought you were going to say we did puzzles. I mean, did half of a puzzle.
We did pretty good with that big, I don't even remember what the puzzle was.
A dog reading or something. Well, I bought the puzzle thinking like, oh, this will be the perfect time. And my sister and her kids do puzzles all the time. And they love it. And I bought the puzzle. No one would fucking help me. It was the beginning of the pandemic, so it kept my mind nice and occupied when I was like stressed when we didn't really know what was going on. You know, like we didn't know how serious it was and what was happening. Mm-hmm. And the news was just like watching a fucking like horror movie. And I just kept doing the puzzle. And I thought that everybody would help me. Nobody helped me.
I helped a little bit.
I got halfway through the puzzle and I was like, fuck this. I'm not doing this by myself. Never finished the fucking puzzle.
No, it was not. But it was like
a 2020 failure.
Wasn't it a 1,000-piece puzzle?
maybe. Yeah, 750.
All right, it's a lot of pieces. Mm-hmm. My other thing that was positive and fun, and although not fun, but positive, was the move, like you were talking about before. Like, it was very extremely stressful, the whole buying experience. But the positive part of coming out of it is we made the right fucking choice. Mm-hmm. And I love it here, and you love it here. I know that. I can see it. Mm-hmm. And
I love this house so much.
I know, and I can tell. And I have, this is the third time I'm going to say this in this episode. I have more about that later because it was part of another question of mine. Uh-huh. But I just think it was such the right move. We finally found the place that I think is right. And if anything positive could come out of 2020, it's being here.
Yeah, I'm in complete agreement. I said that also, that moving, I've never lived in a house that I loved.
Right.
And we have lived in, I debate sometimes posting our old houses on Instagram, because one of our houses really was like, when you drive past it, you're sort of like, oh, they live in a mansion. Mm. And I debate posting it, because anybody who doesn't listen to the podcast, it could give the wrong idea of what that is, because it does not bring back good memories to me. I did not love that house. I loved our neighbors, which is so funny, because you think, like, you move to a wealthy neighborhood, you're not going to like the people, and they're going to be, you know, ostentatious and arrogant. No, these were wonderful people.
It's so funny, because when I look back, thinking before we knew anybody in that neighborhood, I was visualizing, you know, who lives here, what, and I'm picturing, like, 60-year-olds, you know, well-to-do, whoever.
No, we had the most fun.
The most fun, yeah. Young, you know, like, incredible people. Like, that was worth the price of admission right there.
Right.
For the 5 years we were
there.
And
we're still great friends with
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely. They're the most incredible people we've ever met.
Which is amazing. Like, it sort of shows you that you can't judge a book by its cover. But I love this house so much. It does not have the wow factor that our other houses have had. I don't think anybody pulls up to this house and is like, oh, wow, they are successful, or they've really made it. But it has so much character. Mm-hmm. And when I go to clean up, it's doable, which is a huge thing for me. Like, I've never been in a house before where I've walked around and I've been like, I feel like I can fucking get a hold of this. Mm-hmm. Like, it has always been like, I don't know how to get a hold of this. And that is really has become important to me. Like, I hate feeling overwhelmed by my surroundings. Like, I hate feeling like I can't be in control of everything. And I feel that with this house, that I really can. And we're able to do what we want, you know, to a certain extent, because it's so much smaller and it's so much more manageable. So yes, it has been. And it's so interesting. I recently saw a meme that said, you know, let's normalize houses being beautiful that aren't like HGTV or $1 million listing houses. Because there are so many houses that are just run-of-the-mill regular houses that are really beautiful and that people have really like put their heart and soul into and their personality into. And we don't, you know, we're having someone come and decorate the podcast room because it's a small room and logistically we need to get a handle on it. But the rest of the house, we're not using a decorator for. And if I make a mistake and if I make a wrong choice, I'm sort of like, well, I obviously really liked it when I picked it. It's my, you know, it obviously says something to me and I embrace it. And I'm sort of like, okay, this is our home. This is how it is. And you know, I'll work with it. But I feel like we need to normalize that more than, like, you know, I watch those HGTV shows all the time.
I was just going to talk about that.
Yeah, they're very relaxing to me. Well, I love it.
Like, when you, like, the smaller the country or the, you know, more comfortable of the house, those are the ones that you're like, I love that house.
I love it.
It's not the big, you know, crazy, what, you know, totally. People come in and redo $1 million homes. It's those small, like, we were watching one the other day. Was it Arkansas or mm-hmm. something? It was
they're
like
all in Arkansas.
$40,000 house.
Fixer to Fabulous, I think it's called. It's my favorite one.
I don't even know. But you put it on. It was like a $40,000 house in Arkansas. And you're like, that house is the cutest,
yeah, I love
most
it.
Beautiful house I've, you know, ever seen on these shows. You know?
Right. But you know, I do agree that we need to, now when I walk into people's houses, if it has their personality, I love it. Like, I love that feeling. You know, when you look at like a model home, not to say if you have a home that is, you know, I'm not putting people down. I'm just saying, listen, if you can't bring in a decorator and make it look like a staged home, who cares? Like I have like a huge rainbow print in the middle of our kitchen. Does it go there? No, I fucking loved it and I bought it and I put it up. And now when I walk past it, I'm like, I love that picture.
Yeah, it definitely does not look right.
It doesn't.
Where it is.
It does not. But I don't care. I'm just like trying to make it ours.
Okay, this is not a home show. So let's move on from there.
I don't know. 2021, I'm feeling like we need a home show.
Really?
No.
How does that work?
No, terribly.
All right. Well, let's take a break before we move on. And we'll be right back.
Okay.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's so funny because we just took a break and I poured myself another drink and I'm drinking a...
Is this an ad?
No, it's not an ad. I'm drinking a vodka cranberry with lime, and I'm so embarrassed to say that I'm drinking a vodka and cranberry.
Why?
Number one, because I like to think of myself as making like good drinks, and I don't even have the stuff to make a good drink. But all I keep thinking to myself is
being on an airplane.
No, no, that's screwdrivers.
Well, we do sometimes cranberry too.
No, is oh fuck! I just had the name of the movie in my head with Gosling and Steve Carell.
Crazy Stupid Love.
Yes, and Steve Carell goes to the bar and he orders a vodka cranberry, and Ryan Gosling comes over and he's like, "No, you're not drinking that. Like that's not a man's drink. You don't drink that. You know." So I'm a little embarrassed about drinking this, but it's all I could do on a whim right here.
That's actually a great movie to watch with the kids. If you're not somebody who's like super strict about what you watch with your kids, that's a great movie to watch with like 10
movie.
And over.
Even if you're not with the kids, it's a great movie.
Oh, no, watch but I'm just movie. Saying yeah. For people who forget and have seen it, that's a really good one to watch with the kids. If they're like I would say 10 or 12 and over.
Sure.
Okay, you asked.
How did 2020 affect us negatively?
One thing I wanted to talk about that you said, like some really cool experiences that we've had that we never would have had had it not been 2020. First of all, movie nights outside with the kids. We put a TV outside, which is something I never would have thought of otherwise. We do have an a covered patio outside. So it did make it a little easier because we didn't have to buy one of those really expensive outdoor TVs. But we put a TV outside even two nights ago. Our kids had friends over outside in 30 degrees. Thank you, outdoor heater. and it's been life changing.
I mean, for the minimal amount of money that it cost to make this thing happen. I mean, the TV was, I don't know, $600. It's not like a crazy outdoor expensive TV.
No, it has been one of the best things we ever did.
And the guy that we used to install it, who's incredible and very inexpensive. I mean, the whole thing maybe cost $800 to have it done. And then your $800 heater, and on
it
top of that.
It was $400.
Right. So, to make, a life change and make this possible and make it all happen.
I never would have done it otherwise. And they're outside. They get fresh air. They wind up running around all outside. They're not in my house. I don't clean up anything inside. They don't make a mess. They're not pulling toys out of every nook and corner and whatever. Like stuff like that. I'm sort of like, oh, that's kind of cool. I wake up the next morning. There's like one table outside to clean up rather than an entire house of kids pulling out toys and making
it's huge
mess.
They're all sitting out there. They have blankets on top of them. They're over a heater.
In
they're
the
watching
yoga
a
bows,
movie. Yes.
Which I love.
So, yeah, it's just like another cool, great experience that that never would have happened had we not been in this.
And the second thing was the other day, check your local movie theater because we rented out a movie theater, not you, me and the three kids. And then my brother-in-law brought his kids and sat like social distance in another part of the theater. We had for $100, we rented out a whole movie theater because I think they're like trying to be creative and figure out ways.
Wait, you can, for as many people that you can fit in?
No, 20 people max because they're trying, it has to be social distancing.
Wait, so it's $100 for 20 people max?
Correct.
That's the most incredible deal ever.
I know.
Yeah.
Remember that when you get the credit card bill.
What was popcorn, like $50
a
person?
Well, it's the same thing as always. Like I always say, I think we've saved, we used to go to the movies all the time. I think we've saved $1,500 on going to the movies. But we...
I want to do that. I want to be invited.
So
I
didn't even know about... Well, we can do it again. No, you were at work.
Oh. Let me know. I want to go.
But the kids loved it. They were making so much noise. And there were so many times when I'd be like, shh. And then I was like, oh, wait. No, there's no one in the fucking theater. No, be as loud as you want.
That sounds fun.
It was great. So check your local movie theater. It was an AMC theater. This is not an advertisement. Again, it was awesome. We loved it. It was a great experience. When do you ever get to have a home movie theater to yourself? Ever. We watched Elf.
They serve popcorn and soda and everything.
You can order ahead of time so that you don't you're not standing there. You order ahead of time. I mean, the rest of the theater was pretty much empty. Like the whole movie.
So you order food ahead of time?
You order food ahead of time. You can. You don't have to. This was our experience. You go in, you pick up your food, you go into the theater. I mean, we took our masks off because we were eating and we were super away from everybody. I brought Clorox wipes, wiped down the seats.
Yeah, was it like the cleanest movie theater you've ever been in?
It was so clean. So clean. I couldn't believe it.
Oh my God. I want to do this.
All right. So let's do it again.
Yeah.
But it's slim pickings on the movies.
Like, who cares? I just want to eat popcorn and drink
soda. That's exactly
what
the kids said.
Yeah.
But check your local movie theater, see if they're doing anything like that, or ask if they will. I bet they would.
All right. Where are we?
Negative stuff.
Okay. So how has 2020 negatively affected you? Has it?
Well, I did more... okay. Well, first of all, yeah, it was definitely unhealthy, quote unquote, in a lot of ways. You know, you've heard me, and it's true. I have used "it's a pandemic."
Yes.
A gazillion times. Anytime I wanted to make an excuse for some kids want Skittles for breakfast, it's a pandemic. I haven't made another dentist appointment for them. It's a pandemic. I'm behind. I'm drinking again at 10 a.m. This was during quarantine, not now. But I'm, you know, during quarantine, we were sort of like, who cares? We have nowhere to go. It's a pandemic. So, you know, door dashing for the fourth time that week. It's a pandemic. Like everything was a pandemic.
Right.
So I would say it was not my healthiest year. But it was also in that respect, super fun. Loved it.
Yeah.
5 out of 5 stars.
Well, it was indulging. Right?
It was debaucherous. Yeah. But not in like the rich way. In like
We were just taking care of our gluttonous needs. Like,
well, we were, there was nothing else to do.
Right.
Right.
So yeah, I had that too. I love Chinese food. I love, you know, Thai food. I love, you know, all that. And eating it 3 times a week, and just because I'm not going to the supermarket to buy things, and we're not cooking, and we're not whatever. Like it's like free for all. It's just eat what you want when you want. It doesn't matter. It's what's, I don't know. It's mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was indulgence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thinking about all the stuff our kids missed out on, that was really hard for me. That affected me negatively. I do think that they definitely learned to be more resilient. I think that they have learned a lot through this. But I also think that, you know, Jonah's still in elementary school. He's in fourth grade. They're not sharing. They're not having recess. They're not in the playground. That all, like, breaks my heart.
I know it breaks your heart, but I don't think he... cares as much. Like I think he's happy being home, jumping on the couch,
watching
YouTube, playing games with his friends on YouTube or
right
FaceTiming or whatever. Like they're content with all that stuff,
right?
You know, like are we thinking back to if we were kids and this was our time and we didn't have FaceTime and we couldn't, you know, just I guess all we could do is call a friend.
Well, not only that, but we would have been doing a lot of the same stuff. We were bike riding outside and we were a lot, you know, our lives wouldn't have. My parents were not nearly as indulgent with us. Like on the weekends, they weren't making crazy plans for us. We weren't going to get air and bouncing around. And it was literally like go outside and play.
Right.
It wouldn't have changed much.
You made your own plans as a kid.
Yeah,
you called your friend and you were like, what are you doing? Let's go ride our bikes to the whatever and
Right. Just, my mom wasn't taking us to the Museum of Natural History in New York City.
No, you don't say.
Right. It was not like that. Life wouldn't, I feel like things have gotten so out of control. Maybe this is bringing us down a notch. Like, okay, they don't need all this shit. They're fine. But I also was going to say about Mia, it's so nice to be able to talk about it. I was just going to say like that to talk about her in her true sense and that, you know, talk mm-hmm. about her being, but I was going to say like for kids who are LGBTQ or marginalized in any respect, you know, special needs kids or, you know, just kids in any respect who are not quote unquote mainstream. I don't know the right terminology. I don't know if I'm offending anybody. I apologize. But she, for her, I feel the worst because she went to this camp that was really amazing. It was really geared towards LGBTQ kids. She had gone there 1 year, just found it. It was so phenomenal for her. She was going, you know, on the weekends, there was this group that she was going to for LGBTQ kids because at school, they don't really have all of those outlets for her. She really missed out on a lot of that. That really bothers me a lot. And I know she's been fine. She's been amazing, but that was hard. That she wasn't able to do all of that. And I know from Instagram that a lot of parents of special needs kids are like, it has been especially hard. You know, special needs or, you know, kids with ADHD or it has been like the marginalized community. It has been even harder because they get so much extra care, so much extra attention that they haven't been able to do.
Well, one thing that's been so hard with, you know, Ian, who, as you've told me recently, he was diagnosed by a doctor with ADHD.
Yes, that was when you were on your parenting sabbatical.
Right. But it's hard. He's home all day. And when he's not in school, like right now we're on winter break, you know, he's up until between 2 and 5 in the morning, screaming and yelling in the basement, playing on the Xbox, whatever he's playing. And he comes up and he goes to sleep until 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, the next day. And it's just like, Like, who the fuck cares? As long as you can function when school's starting and we can kind of transition into that and you get back into normal schedule, go for it. Like, last night, yeah, he had 4 Shirley Temple bottles of whatever that you bought him. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, okay, you probably should not be doing that, but, mm-hmm. like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, and it's a pandemic.
And it's New Year's.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's move on from there. And did you learn anything about yourself in 2020?
Yes. I learned that if I am not forced to go anywhere, I slowly turn into an old troll who lives under a bridge.
Well, that's kind of on track and on point with whatever I was going with for me and for you.
Yeah. I mean, I have turned into Shrek.
Shrek?
Yeah.
Oh.
An ogre, troll, whatever. Like the other night, I had 2 friends over who I love dearly. They both came in like full makeup and full outfit. And we were sitting outside and I walk outside and I'm like, oh, I did shower from the neck down.
Well, if you shower, people know that means you tried.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it didn't. No one would know I showered.
Okay.
Let me start with 2020 for people like me who are exhausted, who are on SSRIs and have side effects of exhaustion and are tired all the time. This has been our time to shine. I mean, we have had a year of people say constantly, they're like, it's been boring. I'm like, no, I just sleep. When I'm bored, there's no boring to me. I haven't been bored in 2020 at all.
Oh my God. I disagree with you.
Just this morning you were saying you were bored. I'm like, I'm so bored? I go upstairs and I'll sleep.
No.
I mean, it's beautiful. But this has really been our time to shine. For those of you who have the side effects that I do from SSRIs, but it's completely worth it because it keeps your sanity. And you've been, and you are able to like, not at night. I get up at night in the middle of the night and I'm anxious or whatever. But during the day, if you can sleep on a dime and you're not concerned about going out and doing things, you don't miss things like the mall and you don't miss, you know, even introverts, It is our time to shine.
So 2020 has made like you the cool, like
I am a celebrity.
Agreeable, like
yes.
Yeah. Because now it's like, oh, I don't have to shower. I don't have to put on clothes.
Correct.
All I have to put on is the top because I have a Zoom meeting today.
Right. You know. It is my time to shine.
Wow.
So, you know, it has been, but I also realize that like not forced to go. I understand how people turn into, you know, if you're by yourself and you're not going out or anything, I get how you become, you know, I just listened to that book Sapiens, which I think you would really like. And he's talking about the difference between the Neanderthals and the Homo sapiens. I only understood like 25% of the book, but I really liked it. But he's talking about the Neanderthals and the Homo sapiens and what kind of like separated them from each other. And I think I have like Neanderthal blood in me.
If you're nerdy, because you say Neanderthal.
I don't give a shit about like last night was New Year's. I got a little dressed. Not a little dressed. You know, I still wore my slippers.
You wore clothes.
I wore clothes.
Right, so you're dressed.
I wore something I hadn't worn in, you know, I wasn't wearing the same outfit for 3 days. But I, listen, I really thrived in many ways because I got so much sleep and it was not frowned upon.
I know, but I don't want to get into the whole thing, but I mean, with you, with the news and your stress levels and, you know, how did you sleep the way you did? Because whenever
you mean with
I
saw the political
you,
stuff.
You were on edge at every point.
Well,
of
that was
the
just
day.
During the election.
Yeah.
No, now I'm sleeping like a baby.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess.
20 days.
Well, speaking of the other night when your two friends came over, it's funny because what I learned about myself in 2020.
Oh, I thought you were going to say because I was jealous that they were actually put together and I have a wife who looks like a troll.
Oh, I didn't give a shit. I just cared about going to bed.
Oh, that's so romantic. Okay, go ahead.
I love you for you.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. No, but I was talking to one of them and we were just kind of like, you know, shooting the shit there. And she said to me, she was, you know, her husband said to her, I am so happy about this whole pandemic thing because I don't have to worry about what you're going to tell me on Friday the weekend plan is. Like, on Saturday we have this, and then 12 o'clock we have this, and 4 o'clock we have this, and then Sunday we have this, and you have to go here, and you have to drive there, and you have, like, that's not happening. And I feel the exact same way. Like, I am so happy that I know when weekend comes, I have nothing. There's no schedule. There's no, I don't have to do anything. We got to get shit done and we get shit done, but it's at kind of my leisure. And then we don't have to go be somewhere and be with people. And you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like that, I am so happy. And I guess.
So last night, were you so happy? Like usually on New Year's, this is our first New Year's ever where we haven't been with like four families.
No, that's not true. It's more like one to two families at most. But I was kind of bummed on New Year's.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. But I was kind of bummed last night. I thought last night was kind of like a shit show. Like,
yeah.
It was not. Not
yeah,
fun.
It was lame. I was expecting
it was,
more.
It was worse than lame. It was a bummer.
Yeah.
That's why I kind of just was like, I'm done. I went up and went to sleep. But it was weird because you started the night like we were going to have a fun night.
I tried.
No, you didn't. Like I worked all day. I came home and you were so excited. You got this like cheese plate together and you were like cooking these apps and like getting everything done. And I was like, cool. This is great. We're going to have
fun.
So you're
blaming me.
I am blaming you. So 30 minutes after that, you were laying on the couch with a blanket over you and like, okay.
I was taking your lead. You went
My
into
lead.
The family room and you were like just sitting there like, first of all, you came home like exhausted. Mia
well,
came
I was
home.
Exhausted.
Mia worked all day with you. She went up to her room, slammed the door. She was so tired because you guys had such an exhausted day.
Yeah.
You just sat down and I was like, oh, okay.
Okay, what? Like what were like...
What
because
was I supposed to do? Like,
I don't know.
Put on music and start dancing?
Yes, that's what you did on Christmas Eve, and we had one of the most fun nights ever.
Right, but
so
your vibe was so much different last
night.
Well,
I was exhausted. Yeah, like, okay. I was not even...
There you go.
But I would have made it happen.
Okay.
All right.
It's not just my fault. All right, what will you continue or change in 2021?
Okay, I do want to make a change, and this will sound so... My resolution for the new year, like I'm not into all that. I've never been into resolutions, but you know, we talked about before about like I'm eating Chinese food 3 days a week and I'm eating, you know, I haven't worked out in so long. Like to me now, working out is like doing 100 push-ups in the morning and being like, okay, that was my workout. I'm done.
That is a total workout. What?
No, no, it's not. No, no. Like
what?
What?
100 push-ups?
Not in a row. Like I'll do four sets of 25 or something like that. It's nothing. It takes no, like, I am looking
who
to get.
Who are you?
But remember what I was
no.
P90X certified okay, at one point. Okay.
6 years ago.
And I was eating really well. Like, I want to feel good again. Mm-hmm. I want to work. I don't want to get to that extreme, mm-hmm. but I want to work out again. I want to feel good about myself and my body again and feel, it's not my resolution. It's just what I want to make happen.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same thing?
No, resolution no, no. It makes make me happen? Nervous.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't want you to get annoying about it.
I'm not going to because I'm not. I just want to. It's like it's for me.
Okay.
It's not for.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll support you from the kitchen.
But I still want to eat Chinese food and pizza and Thai
right.
food.
Right. A balance. Yeah. You want a balance back.
There's
no balance. Like right now, I have to remind myself to eat vegetables.
Right.
Yeah. I'm like.
Well, there's. There's vegetables in Chinese
food. I was just going to say, those don't count. Like, I can't count those. I have to be like, you need to take a piece of, like, solid fruit and eat it. Because I don't ever do that now.
Oh, no.
No.
That I still do.
Yeah, no, I don't.
No, but I do want the balance. I want to feel good. I want to work out. And I want to eat shit. And I want to do it all, but in a balanced way.
Okay.
Okay.
You asked me, do I see a change in me or yourself in 2020? Yeah. And I want to preface this with, I fucking hate when spouses say this. It's a pet peeve of mine.
Oh, really?
No, no, no. What I'm about to say.
Oh.
It's a pet peeve of mine when spouses say this. Like, I know I've said this in the past and I annoy myself knowing I've said this on Facebook and made like a whole post about it. But you really were, I'm going to throw up as I say it. You were my rock.
I was just going to say that.
Yes.
I was just going to say you're my rock.
You were my rock. And
I hate that
people
term.
Know how I feel about you and we've had our issues and stuff. So they know I'm not being the annoying fucking person. Maybe
I
a little bit.
I hate when people say you're my
rock. I hate that, especially the Facebook posts. And I know I've done it in the past. I know. I think Facebook memories have come up where I've been like, you are my rock. And now I'd be like, oh, bitch, just wait.
I hate that.
It was like 2011 and I'm right. like, fucking just wait, bitch. Oh, that rock is going to pound you in the fucking head.
Right, exactly.
But really, like you really, first of all, you're always fun. So I'm not surprised about the fun part. Like, again, where it was my time to shine because I'm so tired, it was your time to shine because you can make fun out of anything. And you really did. You made quarantine so fun for the kids and so fun for me. And you were the one who planned the poker night and the blackjack and the whatever the fuck we were playing. You know. Correct. Right. But you really were like you are always my rock a couple times a week when I have like a fleeting OCD attack.
I love what you're saying. Just please don't say rock again.
Okay.
Keep going with like substitute that with something.
Okay.
Thank you.
You were my, what's the rock's name? What's his name?
Dwayne Johnson.
You were my Dwayne Johnson. But you know, in the past, like you have been my rock fleetingly. If I have an OCD attack, I text you or I call you and say, is this going to happen? Or did I do this? Or is the house going to burn down? And you're like, no, it's fine. And I go about my day. Like you're my rock always like that. But this was a ongoing throughout this entire process.
Holy shit. I'm glad this is being recorded.
I feel like I need to say something really bad now.
I know.
But yeah. So, you know, I just feel like...
Wow.
You really were. You got us through this and the move and, you know, knowing that I couldn't handle any more than I was already being dished out. And I mean, granted, Atlantic City and strip clubs were closed, so that helped.
Oh, my God. I miss Atlantic City
so
much.
Oh, they're going to say I miss strip clubs.
No, I don't miss strip clubs, but I do miss Atlantic
City.
But,
you know, it was there was a focus element that you were able to have.
Well, yeah, that's one of the things that, like, I found out about myself. But first, I guess we're talking about... This is one of the things that I said I would get to later in the show, is how the move has changed you. And, that like, how I know that you love this house. I mean, we've lived
Oh, people are going to turn this episode off. Are you complimenting me?
No, I'm not complimenting you. I'm actually going to destroy you because of all the money you're spending.
Yes, nope. That is correct.
But for real, like, you're like, this is the one house in six or seven that you're like, I want to make this my home. I love it here.
Mm-hmm.
And you have spent time and effort to make this
For
us, for our family.
Oh my God,
and like,
people are throwing up right now.
I apologize for us actually getting
along. Don't worry, I'm sure the next one will be about fighting. The next episode we will fight, I promise.
Yeah, but it's finally, I almost think back to when you were battling with your OCD back when we were
24.
Just moving in with each other in the condo.
Well, that was September 11th. Everyone was fucking battling with OCD.
No, I'm sorry. No, you're right. No, this was not that. This was moving into our first house.
When I was pregnant with Mia.
Yes. And we went to the mall and we were buying things for the house. And I took you to Williams-Sonoma and I'm like, let's go buy things, whatever you want. It doesn't matter. And you wouldn't do it. And you were your OCD was just taking over and it wouldn't happen. And I'm like, what are you
doing? When I thought I was going to burn down the whole mall.
Yeah. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, we're having fun. I'm telling you to spend money and decorate the house. And you were just not. And we started fighting over the hand towels for the kitchen. And I'm like, why are we fighting over a towel? Like, this is so dumb. And for the first time, I finally see like a sparkle in your eye,
mm-hmm,
of excitement about decorating this house.
Yeah, I love this house so much.
And loving it, mm-hmm, and doing what you want to do. And finally being able to put my shit aside and say to you, do what you want to do. I'm not doing a thing. Because, mm-hmm, in the last houses, it was, I want the bar room and I want the whatever room and I want to do that. When we moved here and I said, I am doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You get your front doors and you decorate whatever you like. Everything we've done here has been for you. And I finally see it in you, you know, in you. And I'm just happy seeing you.
Aw.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Doing this.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. If anybody is still left here.
No, no one's left. They're like, fuck this shit. Right. I like it better when they fight. Trust me, we will.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
I've been hiding something and we'll talk about it in a future podcast.
Seriously?
We'll talk about it next time. Not now.
Oh, shit.
No, I got nothing. Oh, I was just trying to.
How's your smoking going, by the way?
Oh, it's great.
Really?
I love it.
No. So you're still vaping?
Yeah, sometimes.
Like when? When are you still doing it? I've been wondering about this. If you haven't listened to the Smoke 'Em If You Got 'Em episode, that's a good episode.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So there's a lot of back and forth right now, and I've spoken to some of my friends about this too. Listen, not all of my friends and I agree politically, and we have issues with that, and 2020 has been a really rough year actually with that, and we've debated a lot, and the vaccine is one of those things where I'm always like, I am getting the vaccine, like, I don't want to argue about it. I'm getting it. We just talked about, I do not live the healthiest lifestyle. And I drink 14 Sweet and Lows in a day. Like, what is the vaccine going to do to me that I have not already done to myself? Don't answer that. That's a hypothetical question. But I asked on Instagram, will you get the vaccine? And 77% said yes, 23% said no. So
that's positive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But listen, I'm not debating. I'm not telling people what to do. I'm just saying that is what, mm-hmm, it is. And I will 100%. And if you don't get it, I will have your dose if you want to give it to me. In 2020, I asked people, did you have more sex or less sex?
I'd say less.
60% said less. Yeah. I feel like we had way less sex.
Yeah, there was like almost no sex.
I think we could probably count on two hands how many times we had sex. And it was fine.
The sex?
Yeah.
Was fine?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, you thought it was really good? Well, we were usually pretty drunk.
Right. But, All right. Do you mean like
we
it
had
was
our
fine?
Kids? Our kids.
Wait. Do you mean it was fine that we didn't have so much sex, or just the sex was fine?
No, the sex was fine.
Yeah.
Right.
I agree.
I think that we didn't get to go to a hotel. We haven't had our kids out of the house. They haven't slept out.
Right.
At
it was
your
like
mom's
halfway.
The one night where we did the strip poker, that was good sex.
Yeah.
I mean, it lasted 4 seconds, but it was good sex.
Yeah. No. Halfway through the sex, it's like, is the door locked? Are the kids anywhere near us? Like,
yeah,
like
I get really nervous. Our kids are always home. They slept at your mom one time months ago. We did the strip poker. That was also the Smoke 'Em If You Got 'Em episode. So go listen to that. But that was probably the only time that we were able to, like, I was able to really, like, let loose and breathe.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so the other, hold on, sorry. In 2020, I drank more or drank less.
I drank more.
55, only 55%.
Yeah, but I think we're at that 55%. We didn't drink that much more, did we?
I think more days.
Yeah.
Right, because during quarantine. But not like we weren't going crazy when
we drank. But like we weren't drinking every day, which could have been possible.
Right. And this is how I know these are all my people. Kept up my physical appearance, style, makeup, etc.
Nobody.
No, 75% said yes. I have friends who did. I have friends who I know. Every day, got up and got. I love them. I'm not nothing bad about them.
They
just can't do it.
Did all that to stay home?
Yeah, they just felt better doing it.
I get it. I understand.
Yeah, you would.
I did my hair today.
Bought more stuff. Spent more money on stuff.
I'd say a lot of people who were able to do so spent a lot more money.
62% spent more money, and I. I feel like in December, I did what most people do on the food diet. I did the money diet. Like, I spent in December as much as I possibly could, knowing that in January, I need to buckle down. Just like people do with food, like they eat. I mean, I did that too. But like they eat their brains out, knowing that in January, they're going to like get healthy again. I did that with spending in January. I spent like a fucking fiend, mm-hmm. knowing that I'm going to. Wrap it all. It's all. I'm wrapping it up. Wrap it up, baby.
I'll see what happens.
No, I am.
Okay.
Did more home renovations or projects. It's 50-50.
Well, I found, speaking to a lot of people who are in the industry. Holy shit.
What industry?
Like home renovations and service for homes and everybody who had. Money that they were not spending were like, I'm home all day.
Of course.
I want to fix this. Yes. I want to replace that. I want to upkeep, you know, and just like me, like, you know, in my business, I cannot get merchandise in the store. Like what people want, I can't get. Just like the home service industry where people want whatever doors or whatever, you know, they want to build on
their house.
Yeah, we
ordered front doors. It took like 4 months for us to get them.
It does. And these contractors are just like, I'm 6 months out. I can't get it.
Yeah.
Everybody wants it.
Yeah, no, the home renovation business is booming right now. First thing I will do post-pandemic, you asked me about this. What is the first thing you're going to do?
I am craving.
New York City?
New York City or just I want a good dinner. I want a steakhouse. I want like a Peter Luger's or I want a Ruth's Chris or I want a really good steak or even just like we have this great restaurant that we love here. Like I want oysters and lobster and like I just want to go eat good food. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter that you can go get it right now and bring it home. Like no, not the same.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to a restaurant and have like the best dinner I've ever had in my life.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like that's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. You know, people said book a vacation. We haven't booked a vacation and I don't know how long. It's crazy.
You know what's funny? Like, I don't even care about a vacation. I know you do. I don't. Like, I become this homebody. Like, I'm happy being, like, to me, like, one thing I've learned about myself in 2020, like, give me, you know, Chinese food, wine, and a movie and the couch. I'm happy.
Right. You're happy individually.
Right.
But as a couple, we need a vacation.
But even if it's just the two of us doing that.
Yeah, it's fun, but there's no romance.
No, I
need
that.
The romance aspect of it. And that I'm not getting right now
at
all. Like, I, you ask me all the time, like, we'll get into this in another episode.
Should I, like, bring a guitar to the couch and play
you
a song?
No, because you suck at the guitar.
I can play some chords.
I feel like on a vacation, you treat me so much differently than you do at home.
Well, yeah, there's no stress.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
Like, asking me to do something every 6 seconds.
All right.
Yeah.
My sister said, go to my coffee shop. She goes to this coffee shop every morning and works, and she hasn't been able to do that. Go see my mom. People haven't seen their fucking parents in so long. Host a big party. I mean, I don't know.
I'm over that.
Yeah.
No, it's done. I'll host a 4-couple party and be happy.
Lick my friends. I mean, I haven't. Yeah, my friends and I don't
lick
hug.
Your friends.
I'll lick my friends. What? They're saying that they want to get close enough to their friends. Like, I am so physically affectionate with my friends. I haven't been like that at all. Yeah. I haven't been able to do that. I get that. Lick your friends. I will French kiss all of my friends if it is possible. Hug people. Take your kids to Disney. Our kids are dying to go to Disney World. And we did promise them before we moved. We promised them we were going to go to Disney, and we canceled it. So we really do need to do that.
What are they going to do with Disney at their ages, though?
Oh, that, don't say that.
I feel like Universal's more of a...
No, they love Disney. Yeah. They want to go to... I mean, Universal, too, but they love Disney. I guess people aren't even getting, like, their eyebrows waxed. This girl said, I want to get my... She hasn't gotten her eyebrows waxed.
Poor girl.
No, but seriously, no, I give her credit. She's being very careful, and I get that. I mean, there's lots.
Yeah.
Hug. Most is hug and be physically affectionate, and we haven't been able to do that. If you chose one word, this is what I asked you.
I did this.
Right.
Yeah.
And you said peaceful.
I said peaceful just because, well, hey, there's probably a difference. If I said this back in January of 2020 or late 2019, the difference now is I feel like, number one, I chose peaceful because we are so divided right now as people. For so many reasons, politically.
Oh, so you're talking about like as a whole.
No, I'm not. But that's part of it. I want us to get together as, you know, I'm not a patriot. I'm not like a, you know, a American, you know, blah, 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 whatever. But we're so divided, and I see it every day, even just
within. Don't say you're not a patriot. You're not like what's the word?
I don't know. I use patriot.
Right.
But
you're a patriot. You love America, but in a different way.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we've just been so divided on so many issues. I want to see peace between us all and just become fucking Americans again. And just let's all get together and do our thing.
Right. But we can't do that until we solve a ton of issues.
That's my point.
Right.
But that's what I want to see happen. And I want to see peace within myself for all the reasons. I want my well-being to be back to where I am. Content and happy and satisfied with myself and with myself, with my family.
You're not right now content.
Well, I'm not with myself because, like I said before, about working out and feeling good about myself and my
eating. Right, but don't you feel good that you like got your family through a fucking pandemic?
Of course I am, but
so you're talking physically.
I guess. But that goes along with mentally too. Like, if you're not physically happy with yourself, you're not mentally happy with yourself.
That's bullshit.
That's how I feel.
Okay.
You know, I feel like I'm going to start with yoga and then go, because I haven't worked out in so long. Like, I want to transition back in. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's my age or my stress or whatever, but like things hurt and like things are sore.
Yeah, we're going to do an aging episode soon.
And I want that to stop because I've never felt that before.
Well, you're just getting old.
I guess that's not going to stop. But maybe yoga to start with, that will help me transition from there to working out again and stretching and, you know, all that stuff. That's where I want to start with.
Yeah, I'd like to start working out again. I mean, I'm going to start working out again. But it was a nice break not working out. And I'm not working out because I'm trying to, like, you know, I'm not going on the whole diet thing. I'm not doing that again. But I do.
You're not doing a diet.
No, I'm not. No. I've wasted too much money and time and energy. And no, diets are for shit.
Fuck those diets. No.
But I do, you know, I love to run. I love to Peloton. I haven't done it recently because it just wasn't. I had something had to give, and that was it. And I was like, "That's fine. I want to do it again just because I do love it."
Have you run recently?
No, I haven't run in probably 2 months. But it's okay. Like, it is what it is. And sometimes you have to give things up. And I'll get back into it. I always do.
You want to? Or
of course.
Like, okay. Like, I love like it. You excited about it? Or is it just something that you're like,
I will be I excited should. About it once I start it.
Right.
It's starting it again, but it has been a really, really nice break. I love also not exercising. I love the time and the freedom it gives me not to exercise. And I do enjoy once in a while doing that, mm-hmm. giving myself just the freedom not to have to incorporate it into my day. That has been so key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that.
But I do but I do love running, but I let myself kind of dictate when is the right timing, and it wasn't. I know this isn't like a strenuous activity, but I take the dogs all the time to the park and I do trails and right. it's not, you know, I'm breathing hard when I'm, you know, there's a lot of uphill stuff. There's a, you know, I do a lot of trails and stuff with them.
Well, Billy needs a fucking run every day or every else day. He's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people said in 2020 that they adopted dogs.
Keep them, please. Don't realize it was like, oh, I was bored and I wanted a dog. Like, keep the dog.
Well,
take care of it.
Work
it's part
it,
of your
work
family.
At it. Yeah.
It's part of your family. It's a being. It's a thing. It's not just a keep your dog.
Yeah.
Take care of it.
But I'm very thankful for people who have gone and adopted dogs.
I've seen a lot of posts about where can I adopt a dog and where mm-hmm. can, you know.
The shelters have all been cleared out.
I've heard, like, I can't find a dog to adopt. Yeah. Where should I go? And I've posted, you know, where we got our dogs from. I'm like, call them. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we've got these assholes. You might find mm-hmm. good ones. Mm-hmm. Not like us, but, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, I want to do a dog episode.
Sure.
And that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We did it. Is it it? We're fun. We're good.
We're done? Fun. We're fun. We're fun. I'm fun.
I don't know.
Rate and review if you haven't, please. 2021. It would be great if you could start the new year by getting us some ratings and reviews. And
that's
thank you all for being here.
Resolution is to rate and review for
no,
our Margarita
I didn't
Martinis.
Say that. No. If you don't want to rate and review, don't rate and review. If you do, we're very appreciative.
Okay. Well, thanks, okay. guys.
All right. Thank you.
Good luck in 2021. I hope it turns out to be
well,
a much
Well, don't say good luck. We're
going
to talk to them every week.
I know, but like from now going forward, good okay. luck with everything because
But we're with
are,
you.
Yeah. We are with you. Yeah,
the force is with you.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.